Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn down 2¾ cents at 690 and a quarter, December wheat down 9¾ cents at 891 and three quarters, and November beans down 4 cents, at 1372 and a quarter. We did sell 526,000 metric tons of beans to China this morning. So they got back from the vacation, and I thought we'd see this yesterday, but it turned out it was today, and that's fine. We did a little bit of business, which is good. But the trade is obviously going to be focusing on the WASDE report at 11 o'clock. I think the big numbers there are, is the USDA going to raise the bean carry out by 40 million bushels to 240? Are they going to lower the wheat carry out 47 million bushels down to 563? Are they going to cut corn production 43 million bushels? Those are probably the key factors to watch here today. The crop progress reports show that the harvest is ahead of averages out here. We've got corn at 31% harvested versus 30 on average, 44% of the beans harvested versus 38 on average. This late in the year, the crop condition went up 2 percentage points in both corn and beans. Corn now rated 54 good to excellent, beans 57 good to excellent. That's what put a little bit of pressure on the grains overnight. In addition, we've got the crude oil down $1.60 a barrel here. We've got the dollar up just 9 ticks at 13.22, but still awful high to expect much export business out here. Bonds are down 20 ticks, certainly pointing to, higher interest rates down the road. That tells me that, inflation is going to be a problem, possible recession out here around the world. So I don't think any of this is good for the grain markets, but we'll have to see whether the WASDE report can give us an opportunity perhaps to sell some more grain. We'll have to see. Overall, the weather around the country looks a little bit improved. We do have some rains in the Midwest, which is going to be great for the winter wheat that's in the ground. It's going to slow harvest down a little bit here for a day or two, but the rains haven't been that heavy. And I think with the ground as dry as it's been, it'll soak it up pretty quickly out here. But there will be some delays out here. The rest of the country looks like it's in pretty good shape out here. Brazil. Southern Brazil is still dry, but most of the country is in great shape. Argentina is too dry, and people are certainly keeping an eye on that. But the other thing, obviously, is the Russian-Ukrainian issues. The Ukrainians are holding their own against this Russian onslaught out here. Their missile defense system has knocked down probably at least half of the missiles that have been lobbed their way. And, I think Putin's backed himself into a big corner here, but we'll see. But the wheat after Monday's explosive high up to 949 and a quarter, we got down to 889 and a half here overnight. So that's a 60-cent break of the 70-cent rally we had from Friday night's close to Monday's high out here. So, what does it all mean? Did Putin sell the rally? I'm guessing he did. When the minister came out and said that they're considering abolishing any export quotas on their wheat, tells me they got plenty of wheat to sell, and what a great way to get an extra 50, 60 cents a bushel for your wheat. So I'm a little bit pessimistic out here, but that could change depending on the reports or if there's any big surprise out here. If there isn't any big surprise with harvest pressure, still moving forward, we still certainly have the brunt of the harvest yet to face in both corn and beans. I think the pros will be very willing sellers on the rallies out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.